I think in an alternate reality, his name's, I was going to say Adolf Shatner. I was like, no. His name is, William Shatner instead of William Shatner.
Adolf Shatner?
Mm-hmm.
Are you making a, is there like a line between William Shatner and Adolf Hitler that you made?
My brain was just like, apparently he's a Nazi.
Hey, Rhodes. Do you want to know where you can find us?
Where can we find us? I think I called you Jew on accident.
Thank you. I'm a Jew. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify. I already said Spotify and Stitcher.
Oh, good to know.
And guess what? You can also find us on Anchor, where you can donate to us and you can help us out. You can support the cast.
We'd appreciate it.
Yeah. We love you guys. And are you ready to get into this discussion today?
Let's talk. We don't even know what the discussion is, but I thought I'm going to talk to you.
Okay.
You know about Ki?
Oh, I know about Ki.
Well, tell me about what you know of Ki.
I know Ki from Dragon Ball Z. All
right. Ki as in the general life energy of everything, right?
Yes.
Now, more specifically, you can focus and use Ki. It's got semi-mystic properties, but it's also the idea in martial arts that if you're well-versed enough in the study of Ki, spelled Q-I in the romanized version, you could anticipate someone's attacks. And it just helps you sort of understand things. It's basically using all of your senses simultaneously to take in information from the world around you. All the things at once.
Okay.
So, for instance, you would use a combination of smell, sight, sound, and just like everything else, sort of really feeling it. But really taking in everything at once, too. It's not just feeling it. You're also using, you know, your understanding of the sounds around you and your eyes. And
So you're going ultra instinct?
Basically, it's going ultra instinct in the human form.
That's cool. No, so it's not super great, but it's like, it's good.
Well, it's
pretty
freaking great. I mean, yeah. It's used in martial arts studies. And if you think about it, I think the closest thing we'd have to something like that is what they call going into the zone, where they use a study like, what is it, sportsmen, people who do sportings, smart people who do common tasks or complex tasks, and they ask, like, whenever you're really focused on it, what's it like? They say, I just go into the zone, and it basically is this level of hyper-focus where you just are basically, you're relying on your either your practice or the things you've learned, and things are just sort of flowing together.
Oh, like your muscle memory and your instinct.
Yeah, your muscle memory, and like, it's everything's just, you're not really thinking about what you're doing, you're just doing that thing. So yeah. It cuts out that step. It really is like ultra instinct. It's but you're doing it intentionally.
You're trying to cut out the thinking part so that we can react.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like where normally that would happen whenever you're surprised. This is doing it intentionally. That's what gives it the ultra.
I can see the zone. Fighting, especially with like.
Well, the thing is, it's with everything. It's with drawing. It's with art. Yeah. It's with.
Playing a guitar, I try not to think about it because the more I think about it,
the more it's going to, like, yeah. It's just going to be kind of not natural. Yeah. It's not going to have that quite sound to it. But here's the thing, though.
So are you saying I have Ki?
Everybody. Well, the whole point is that everything has Ki. The thing is understanding it and seeing and studying it.
Ooh, are you going to help me understand it?
I'm about to. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
You want to know the easiest way other than just like, you know, focusing and like, you know, listening to your instincts and, you know,
Meditating.
There is things that could help you balance your Ki, allegedly.
Ooh. Like, actual physical things or like?
Yes. So there are people in the study of Buddhism, and we're basically, not just Buddhism. There's also people who are Taoists and stuff. People who give like, you know, parts of the Asian cultures that believe that you can achieve higher mental states and, you know, become closer with nature, the universe, spirits within, not merely by meditating, but also with a strict diet of specific things. Ooh. And in fact, I believe China is especially, they're the one I'm more familiar with, I should say. They believe in balances of like certain types of food can affect you differently. Yes.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
So is this supposed to be like, is this what they talk about whenever they have the, because we had a whole discussion, a whole podcast about telekinesis. Go check it out. It's really good. And we actually tried it.
Which episode was that?
I think that was 8. Yeah, it was the 8th episode on our.
Now you know.
Anchor.
Okay, go on.
So, do you think that's what they're using? They're trying to use their energy?
Well, here's the thing. That is the extended form of it, but this is also used in everyday situations. It's basically like day-to-day, if someone's feeling kind of ill, they could believe that they have a Ki or a Yin in balance. Well, I guess that they would both be in balance if they're not like harmonized or whatever. But so they believe that you have to keep these balance by eating certain foods and doing certain things, exposing yourself to certain stuff just to keep your normal health. The next step is that there are some people who believe that, oh, billions of people, I guess, that by getting even more specific and staying even stricter to these diets, that they could achieve greater things. And the main goal is immortality.
Really?
Constant search for immortality.
Wow.
Body perfection.
But not through medical research, just through your ki and learning how to...
Yeah, and it's got a history. Like, there's... What is it? There's the Eastern medicine has been studied for a long time, and they go off the basis of things that they've studied for thousands of years.
Okay.
Millions, I believe, that certain foods affect you certain ways. So if you eat warm foods, you get warm. Okay. There's a belief that water in general, whether it's heat or like that, what is it? In China, warm water fountains are very common. Mm-hmm. And that is believed to, what is it? It's supposed to help women with cramps. And they just in general believe that drinking cold liquids is very bad for your ki. It could cause your ill health.
Really?
Now, here's a fun fact that I discovered recently.
Is it fun?
Did you know, and use this, the big thing right now is going around is like iodized water, natural water and stuff. I don't know. If you drink purely distilled water, you could actually, what is it? I think not quite starve to death, but it strips you of nutrients because the way you want, like tap water can be better for you than distilled water because it can strip like your stomach line. Not like drinking an acid, but if you keep drinking it for a while, it'll take a lot of the minerals out. It's like a reverse vitamin. Mm. But fun fact, drinking cold water has a negative caloric effect on you. That means that if you're drinking cold water, you're losing calories. Do you know why?
Why? Because it's trying to...
You know, yeah, say it. You do it. You know it. Trust your ultra instincts.
I don't know it.
Say it. Your body has to heat it up.
Oh.
And it's dripping. And it's basically your body's trying to keep its balance. So it starts, you know, what is it? It heats you up again. It's trying to heat up the water. And then it loses heat doing that. So then it heats you up. And so it's like it has negative caloric. And so it makes
whenever,
you think,
like
you, it does take something out of you.
Yeah. So I was going to say whenever you're like running and stuff and you drink cold water really quick, your body heat up.
Kind of, but I think it could definitely hurt you. I think there's a thing they say, like, you can definitely have cramps. You're not supposed to, like, whenever you're already hot, drinking water too cold too fast, you know, that can hurt you. It can cause a brain freeze. It does seem to have negative impact on people.
Of course.
So I just thought, like, that was kind of an interesting of East meets West methodology. And I do know the human body, although we are one of the best omnivores on the planet, there are certain things that we need that if we get deficiency of, if we don't get enough of it, can have a negative effect. So for instance, have you ever noticed that most salt says iodized salt? And if it doesn't, it'll say this is non-iodized salt.
Why is it?
Here's a reason.
Okay.
I'm going to read you straight off the wiki.
It's important.
There is a global logo for iodized salt. It's a picture kind of the globe with a weird shaped hand and then the palm of it looks like a droplet. And then there's like stuff pouring out of it, kind of super simplified. It says iodized salt is a table salt mixed with a minute amount of various salts of the element iodine. The ingestion of iodine prevents iodine deficiency naturally, but it says worldwide iodine deficiency affects about 2 billion people, and it's the leading preventable cause of intellectual and developmental disabilities. Deficiency also causes thyroid gland problems, including endemic goiter, and that's like where you get like a lump on your neck.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it says in many countries, iodine deficiency is a major public health problem that can be cheaply addressed by purposely adding a small amount of iodine to the sodium chloride salt. I thought that was pretty interesting because basically that shows like just by not having something in you that seems pretty common, you can get real sick in.
Yeah, of
and
course.
The other example is scurvy. Have you heard of that?
Ooh, I've heard of the term. I've never known what it meant.
So this is common with the sailing folks back in the day. Also, if you've ever read or seen some of the early episodes of One Piece, you might get a quick griff of it. Basically, people would go on these, I think this happened in the South, too. People were getting scurvy-like symptoms. But basically, you get real sick and weak, and old wounds will start opening up. And that's the hint that you have scurvy. Okay. It's a vitamin deficiency that can be cured just by eating oranges or any citrus, lemons, limes, what have you. And it's because whenever you're on a certain diet, which a lot of the pirates were, a lot of the foods that last a long time, things like, I know And this would happen in the South too, although it might have been a different deficiency. They were eating mostly grits, sweet potatoes, and something else. And the thing is, was like whenever it was processed through machinery, it lost a certain vitamin or mineral in it. And whenever people started eating it and they just never got that vitamin or nutrient replaced, their body couldn't repair itself as well anymore. So they started getting sick, and that's what caused old wounds to open up, and they just got unhealthy, vomiting, all this. They basically started falling apart.
Dang, I bet you that was scary whenever that shit was happening.
Scary, heck yeah, man. Like,
what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, yeah. You just started dying.
Exactly. So what happened is that's why you, a lot of times if you read certain packagings on cans and boxed foods that have been dried out, it'll say that they've had nutrients or vitamins added or enriched. Enriched is the term you're looking for, because that means that the processing, act of processing it, has stripped something from it and they had to add it back. And a matter of fact, if you look at a lot of cans of meat or that like things like chili or certain stews, they'll say they have meat flavor added. The reason is because the act of processing it strips it of a lot of flavor. Mm-hmm. So they have to re-add the flavor in afterwards. Isn't that interesting?
Do vitamin deficiencies, they lead to other things too? Just like, yeah, like death. Can they lead to like mental illnesses, like depression and so like your body
definitely.
Just starts?
Definitely. I mean, well, just right, just with iodine, it said it like caused you to be not as intellectually developed, but yeah. Because think about it. Your brain is the most, it's the biggest caloric consumer in your entire body goes mm-hmm. to your brain. So yeah, definitely.
So when you drink cold water, you become stupid?
No, not necessarily that. See, that's the thing. They don't affect just everything. It makes you, what affects specific things is the thing. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But there are foods you could eat that could make you dumber. Are lower things like things that have a lot of beta blockers in it, I think could slow down cognition. Well, I mean, think about it this way. You can get high and that slows down cognition. You could drink and that slows down cognition. Yeah. So I imagine there's probably foods that we're eating. I bet you a lot of the processed stuff we have right now, maybe it's not that it's like poisoning us. It's that we're not getting the vitamins that we need.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because, and it's like we could be eating the food that has that vitamin, but because it's been processed, like chopped up and run through a machine, it's been like those vitamins have been leaching out. However, yeah. Have you? Because
whenever I was younger, I always thought like, well, you know, you need to eat and you need to drink. So if you had water and if you had something to eat, you would be okay.
Yeah.
But that's not the truth. You know, you need so many different things to that's be able true. To survive.
Well, here's the thing. Because we are omnivores, you could survive on pretty much like that. Any liquid that has food, liquid and food. Like you could. That's why some people can go so long with eating just specific things. But hopefully it's got a variant in it. Yeah, I found a little shelf.
Oh, that's cool.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay, I won't tell anyone.
So, for instance, there's a thing with like little kids. Sometimes whenever they get real obsessed with one type of food, if it's not the right type of food, I heard like for some reason a lot of kids like getting obsessed with oatmeal or cereal.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Like, I'm obsessed with cereal.
Because the thing, well, specific types. Now, the ones that they'd get would be like Cheerios is a big one. And one of the reasons I think is because it doesn't have as much flavor by itself. And sometimes like kids don't find new flavors unpleasant. A lot of kids find new experiences in general unpleasant. So what happens is they only eat that one specific thing, and that leads to a nutrient deficiency. And I know in some of the cases with oatmeal, that basically gives you scurvy. So the kids will get bruising easily, and then they'll get like, you know, old wounds open up. Jeez. And they have good parents, but it looks like they've been being crazy. Beaten.
It's like, I just feed my child oatmeal.
They asked. I remember it was a story on like,
I've heard the story that you.
Yeah, it's come up a few times because like I said, oatmeal and types of grain cereal. Are
can I have some?
I'm giving you some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Even. They are very common things for kids to like get stuck to because they don't have a lot of flavor, and because it doesn't have a lot of flavor, it's a hint to our bodies saying it doesn't have a lot of nutrients.
Very true.
Hint.
That's so it's very weird. Common. Weird. Yeah. I guess, but it connects to the whole like key thing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, in the aspect of this, people now we've observed that not having the right nutrients is detrimental to us. So is it possible to study the effects of food that have a benefit for us and then start building up upon that?
Mm-hmm.
So with the proper diet and exercise, could you not, we do know that would extend your life.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a thing like lower body temperature extend your life. Certain if cutting out a lot of salt, like, and not all of it altogether, because then that would be a deficiency, but enough salt causes inflammation and that slows down your healing process. So if you found the right balance for you, could that lead to immortality? That's my thought.
I don't think immortality, but maybe
very extended life.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And if nothing else too, if not immortality, is it possible to live, to die of old age with a young body? You know what I mean? Just like one day, brain? Like, oh man, huh?
Like maybe an old brain?
Well, no, like basically maybe just like your body shuts. No, your everything stays young, but for whatever reason, eventually you just pass. Something your body can handle. Key. You lose your... Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, okay.
That'd be dope, though.
Like, just to clarify, I'm thinking, like, we find a way to, like, maximize efficiency so our body doesn't age out. But, you know, maybe death is still a possibility. And you die, like, in your sleep or unless you die accidentally or something.
Well, I mean, what do you think it would be?
What, that would kill us?
Yeah.
Some people think that if we became immortal, the problem would be our mind. That we just don't have the storage capacity and that eventually... You just sort of like start crashing your brain, like some sort of, it looked like dementia, but it's really just like your brain doesn't have the ability to remember everything. And a possibility would be just like you'd lose the ability to take in new information. So after a while, you couldn't learn anyone's new name. It would be like being on a computer or a phone that has all of its memory lagged up. Everything starts running slower. So eventually you might reach a point where you wouldn't want to be alive anymore.
And then, or what if they find a way to like delete data off of your...
Brain. What about adding cybernetics to help you with the processes? Because we already delete data. That is the thing. Your brain will like say, this isn't important. Go away.
Or this is traumatizing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Here's not quite so fun fact, but kind of. The feeling that you get whenever you're young that everything is new. And when you're older that everything's old. Is because... Your brain treats new experiences as novelty,
mm-hmm.
and it rewards that. But as you get older to save space, whenever you start repeating a task, it doesn't give you that same stimulus, and your brain stops paying attention to it because it can do more things automatically. And that's also why you have the sense that time starts moving faster when you're older, but slower when you're younger. Because when you're younger, you... are taking in the whole moment because you're like, you know, storing it up and sort of savoring it. But as you reach a certain age, for most people around mid-20s, 30s, that's when your brain starts going on old information. It's like, oh, I don't need to remember us walking up to the door this time because we've done this so many times. We'll just go off memory. We could save space and move it up. And that just starts going with you. Also,
I feel like your brain... Well, I guess that's kind of hand-in-hand with what you're saying. It's that your brain would... Yeah, I kind of see that becoming so much where it's like you just wouldn't even want to live anymore because it's like, well, there's nothing really new to experience.
Exactly.
But then the next thing to experience is death.
But here's the thing. What if you could get rid of that? What if like you deleted the data that made it feel like, oh, I did this all the time or like push it so that you could feel young again just by, you know, deleting old memories. So your brain would be like, this is new. It's possible, and I think we should try to do it. That what if that is the lust for life?
We add RAM to our brain.
Well, we're not really adding RAM. We're just deleting stuff and, you know, using the same old RAM.
That's... Oh.
All right. Or we add RAM.
Yeah.
Do you find a cybernetic or genetic component to do stuff? Maybe if you are mastered of your key enough, controlling enough of your body, you could say... You can make your brain say, no, pay attention to this. It's special. Every moment is special. And boom, the light switch goes on. Yes, everything is special. Then you explode into fucking light and it's amazing.
I was going to say something. Oh, going back to the vitamin thing. I watched a video on this kid that he was from like Mexico or something. So he didn't understand English very well, him and his mom. So whenever they came to America, his mom would buy him vitamin gummies, thinking that they're just gummy candies.
Yeah.
And like his stomach started expanding and like he fell and his arm like broke.
Oh,
the bone broke because like so many things were going wrong in his body. Like his kidneys were shutting down. Yep. And
damn,
it's like it's fucking crazy because too much of those things are gonna kill you.
Vitamin overdose. Yeah. There's a bunch of vitamins that you can overdose on. And here's the thing, man, the difference between medicine and poison is dosage. There's some things your body can handle a lot of, some things your body can't handle really much of at all. So, for instance, cyanide in a very small dosage can be very bad. water, even like I said, water not handled properly has been hurting people lately because idiots think, oh, distilled water is the best or iodized water is the best. This thing about like water being iodized, that sort of has a similar effect to it being distilled. That's yeah. actually stripping nutrients out of you. Now, you might end up losing weight because of that, because your body's trying to replace that and heal yourself, but eventually it'll conk out. It's the same thing as like whenever you're using drugs.
Yeah.
The drugs don't make you feel happy. It's not like it's putting happiness in you. What it is they unlock receptors that are holding feel-good chemicals in them, and then it eventually your body, it just can't keep replacing them fast enough. Now, here's the thing. There are some drugs that actually do make you feel good directly, but the same thing happens for a different reason. Your body says, oh, I don't need to make these feel good chemicals anymore. Let's stop. So it's like steroids.
Oh, gosh.
Steroids is testosterone, right?
Yes.
So you put in testosterone in your body and it builds up muscle faster. Now, the reason this causes testicles to shrink in men is because your body is saying, well, I don't need to make testosterone. I have a surplus of it. So it shuts down production in an attempt to like save you because your body is basically saying something's wrong here. He shouldn't be making this much testosterone. Testosterone Jeez. Is. Think about
so it. So what shrinks?
Testicles.
Like
your balls shrink because that's where testosterone is made.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's where I thought it was made in your
glands. Thyroid. Where's the thing? I think it's made in a few places the same way like our body. And like I said, I'm not a doctor. I don't know directly.
He's
but it's the way
Rhodes
like
MD.
You have a bunch of organs that are dedicated entirely to filtering shit. Your livers filter things. Your kidneys filters things. Your spleen filters things. Heck, your intestines filters things. But they're all, you know, some of them do it more. Like your liver is way more. You could lose one of your kidneys. You can't lose your liver. But you can lose half of your liver. It's the most regenerative thing. You know what's one of the least regenerative things? Your lungs.
Cool.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose those.
Don't need it. Yeah.
All those smokers
even
out there.
Small part, yeah. Be careful. You should start dipping, smokers.
No, don't say that.
But, even they said, I think even while vaporizers are better than cigarettes or maybe not as bad, just breathing in hot air can do damage to your lungs.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, because I mean, there's smoke in your lungs.
No, it's a like vapor. It's water vapor.
Even water vapor.
It's still hot. It's still yeah. like hot air.
Is water vapor? Well, that's the thing. With
it's
me,
the temperature
it's
is the damage.
Like,
just like putting your hand in room temperature water, you're gonna be fine. You put it in boiling water, you're gonna hurt yourself. You put it in freezing water, you're gonna hurt yourself. Temperature yeah. dosage matters, man. It's like we need to find the median.
Yeah, and I always thought to myself like, putting in anything besides air into your lungs is bad. I mean, it's like even polluted air is bad. So it's like, why are people saying like, oh, well, vaporizers don't do anything? It's like even
air does something.
Is hurting
us. Yeah, I mean, the air's got pollen in it yeah, and lots of things. You're saying air, but air is a mixture of chemicals.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why I'm saying air. I didn't want to say oxygen because, yeah. of course, oxygen.
Because here's the thing.
Oxygen by itself, doesn't that hurt you after
yeah,
a while?
Yeah, it can give you, you can get oxygen poisoning, dude. Jeez. It's like it makes you feel high and then you die.
Just for
much.
All those viewers out there that are already scared of dying, just know that everything can kill you.
Yeah.
Literally, your body can kill you.
That's trying to kill you right now.
Literally,
we're in a constant fight of death.
Your body can forget everything and even forget how to live.
Yeah. Did you know that's a thing?
Yeah.
Like
that's
your body stops processing stuff. It's like, that sucks.
And that's what terrified me with like dementia and Alzheimer's is that your body literally forgets how to live.
Exactly.
It's like, what the like, because I never knew how they died until I realized, like, or until I heard, like, well, your body just starts forgetting how to breathe and how to,
just,
you know, how
yeah,
you, like,
the how it processes, how to yeah. be, do its job.
Yeah.
There's an interesting thing where apparently a lot of people close towards the end of their life, they have, like, a resurgence. They look healthy and they start moving around. The pain's gone and then they'll die the next day. They call this, there's a term for it, like the roundabout reset, like something about rebound or something like that. Now, a lot of people, it can be kind of good for some people in that they got a last day with the person they love, you know, before they passed. Other times it's horrible because they think they're getting better and then they
Bam,
pass.
Yeah.
What it is apparently is that once you're ill enough, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes your body, that's when it stops. And instead of feeling bad, it feels good because it's not struggling anymore. So you get a day or time of life where you're not in pain and you can do things, but it's like, it's not because you're better. It's because you're so bad. It's just stopped. The signals for pain have stopped going off because it's like the alarm's like, we're we're done. And you get just a little, you have just enough fuel to keep living. And you go to sleep and boom, boof it out.
Yeah. Body's weird. That seems like a nice way to go, though.
Seems.
Because it's like, I mean, of course, no one wants to be in pain whenever they die.
I don't want to be in pain when I'm alive.
Yeah, exactly. So why would you want to be in pain on your last moments of being alive?
Exactly.
So it's like, if my body was just like, you know what, Joseph, we're fucking done. And they just like walked out on my brain. They're like, you know what, you just enjoy this last, we're going to stop pressing this pain button. Mm-hmm. You just enjoy that last day of yours. And I'll be like, you know what? Okay.
Somebody set the alarm. Joseph's organs have gained sentience and started pressing buttons.
No, they sent everyone home.
We're leaving
home.
You.
No, they just sent everyone. They're like, all right, guys, we're going to have our first off day today. And then like,
let's go rob a bank.
And they're let's like, do all the drugs. It was an honor working with all of y'all. But we got, and they all look like me. So they're all like little me's inside my head. And you're just telling man. Me.
I am Joseph disappointed lungs. I am Joseph's, you know, dissatisfied kidneys.
I feel I like drink my too kidneys much soda. Are dissatisfied though.
I drink too much soda. I make stones. I'm the stone maker. Say that in unison because they're twins. You got twinsies.
Twinsies?
Twinsies.
That took a dark turn.
You did it though? Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
No, a bit.
How would you want to die?
That's a tough question.
I would rather die from anything other than Alzheimer's and dementia.
Man.
Because I know that hurts people around you.
Yeah. That's the shit that hurts. The really way I'd prefer not to die. I really would like something to come along pretty soon and stop all death.
How about this?
I want the aliens. I want Jesus back. I want freaking robots.
I have a question for you.
I have an answer for you.
Okay, so let's say, would you rather them find a way to make us immortal to where we never die? Or they would just find a way to make us live for like 200 years instead of 100 years? Or not even 100.
Well, I think, honestly, I could see them finding a true immortality type thing and then just limiting it for poor people. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Like it'd be like, it'd be like finding life insurance. But
times, yeah, true life insurance is like you literally got to pay. Your premiums are skyrocketing again. They would jump the premiums up whenever they need to get a good die-off. It's like in the movie Time's Up. Like they found immortality. So they've made they've changed money for time off your life. So like, you know, a cup of coffee costs like an hour and you've only got a year once your clock starts up. So like, you know, a bus ride costs, you know, 24 hour, you know, give or take all this stuff. So rich people could live indefinitely. But whenever like there's too many people being born, too many people making the bills, that's when they start like hiking up inflation. All of a sudden, you know, people just start dying off in the streets.
Jeez.
Louise.
But you didn't answer my question.
Would you want to die? Because you cut me off. You did. So my question. I did say. I'd like to see what immortality has in hand. Let's get ripped apart by the end of the universe. That's how I want to die. I want to see the universe do it.
But you'd
first.
Be immortal, so you just feel everything and then you would still
like,
be.
You'd just be spaghettified. Your atoms start ripping apart by the dark energy of the universe. Like, becoming space. Until finally every atom in your body becomes its own Big Bang.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, poetic. How about that?
That's a poetic way to go.
I mean, if you think about it technically, if everything's getting ripped apart, then all the atoms you left behind are going to do that anyway. So, yay. I hope the next universes made out of me are happy and great.
They will be.
Yeah.
I promise you that, Bobby.
But for 1,000,000% fair, I'd really... Well, I say right now, I'd prefer to never die. But who knows? Maybe I'll reach a point where I'll be like, there's a theory that every time, every moment that we're alive is us saying no to the universe. And then when we die, it's us saying, yes, I will become a part of you. And instead of being singular, that's when we become, you know, like unity. We become infinity.
Jeez.
Right?
Deep.
So profound, right? Yeah. I'm trying to remember the name of that movie that I saw that in. What?
Let's take a little break.
Say a little break with you forever and ever and ever. Run harder. Hey, everyone, wonder why we haven't been back to the moon? It's expensive. End of story. But they just found ice on the poles. I found this out today.
Is there creatures living in it?
We don't know yet. We just found that there was ice.
Oh, sorry.
We don't know yet.
We should go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Go look at it. I'll go look at it for them.
Fun fact. Mars is like a 6-month trip away from Earth. Venus is only 3. But it's got super dense like pressure. Apparently like their atmosphere is like as thick as their ocean or some shit.
Oh, shit.
I don't know, but I think we should check it out anyway.
Go look. The question I always like money. The games where it's like you explore different planets and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There was one. I didn't like No Man's Sky. But
is it called No Man's Sky? Yeah. Oh, dude, how dumb am I? No Man's Land. No Man's. I'm a retard. I heard they patched it recently, though.
Yeah, and they had made it better. Yeah, what it should have been when it came out.
What would have made it the freaking game?
Yeah, but it's like it's too late. You can't.
Well,
do
just
it.
So people like know, what was the patch? What was the problem? And what was the patch?
So the problem was that there is a lot of space because they're like. You could play this game forever and you'll always find new planets and stuff like that because it's so big. And it's like, it will take you this many lifetimes to check it out.
That had like some sort of random generation type thing. Exactly. So it was supposed to be original for everybody.
But the thing is, and then they're like, you can play multiplayer and stuff like that. But no one could. And he was like, he kind of lied about it and said that like it was so big. It's hard to find other people.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't have
that multiplayer. That asshole.
Yeah.
That was a smart way of lying about it, though, but people could obviously check that if it was possible at all.
Yeah, so like people would meet up in the exact same spot and see like there's nothing you can. And then they patched it to where it's like you would just see their name.
That's fantastic.
And it's like, yeah, it's really fucking cool. So it didn't really matter. And then, but now they patched it.
And you can meet actual
people.
And then,
of course, like you would go do one thing on one planet and it would be like, all right, that's kind of cool. Then you go on the next planet. All right, that's kind of cool. Then you go on the next planet. It's the same shit. And you go on the next planet. It's the same shit again.
Even though the world is different, you can't really do much different.
Yeah, exactly. It's all the... And there's nothing to do. So it was just like super like, well, what am I supposed to...
So it didn't even have like the basic elements of like Minecraft where you could truly make a whole world in there?
Not as much as that.
It didn't have as much...
No.
Because Minecraft... People can make computers in Minecraft with bricks.
Yeah.
People have made, like, functioning worlds that do things...
Yeah.
...out of bricks. And that has a limited space. Like, the sky... It has unlimited backwards and forwards, but up and down is finite.
Yeah, it has a skybox.
It has a skybox and a ground box, right?
Yes. It has a... On the bottom has a... Was it bedrock? That's what it's called.
And it's impenetrable.
Yes.
Sometimes limitations are good.
You could actually, there's ways to like glitch through it.
And, tell me.
It's kind of cool because I always like looked at different ways you could glitch through that bedrock in Minecraft. And people would glitch through it and it would make like huge farm things in there because there's no other place because you could put like grass blocks or dirt blocks or stone blocks and all they could spawn in was those blocks because they can't spawn in on bedrock. So it would just like keeps like
a loop
spawning in to just like exactly what you have. So you would go away, you would come back, everything would be spawned there, and you could kill everything, go away, come back, everything would be spawned again.
Awesome.
So it's kind of cool.
Is that something they fixed or is it still there?
I'm not too sure. I haven't played in a while.
That's intriguing.
I do want to.
You don't want to?
I said I do want to because
and see, it's super simple and it brought you back.
Yeah.
Whereas No Man's Sky looked beautiful. But
there's no shit to do in it.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, it sucks.
What is something you would have liked to have seen in that world that you could do?
I don't know, man. It was kind of a hard idea to go on. That's the thing. It's like they could have sometimes making boundaries in a game, sometimes making like a certain objective, it's like, for instance, Fallout or Zelda, Breath of the Wild or Skyrim. It's like there's a limited space, but there's so much packed in it that you're gonna be in there for like 200 hours, you know, rather than No Man's Sky. It's huge, it's endless, but there's no shit to do in it, so you're done with it in 10 hours.
Because I still see occasionally people finding new ways to do things in Zelda Breath of the Wild, like new tricks. They'll find a million different ways to do the same trick or finish the same objective in different ways. Dude, I just realized Mario, the original Mario with the speedrunners, is a perfect example of this. People are finding ways, like they're getting bots to test out the limits of the game itself, which is very limited. And then they find out, like, oh man, if you play it a certain way and climb up like a ladder the certain different way, and then you spawn and your foot's like this close to a brick, then that means there's like one less pixel, so you could finish it in like a microsecond less of time.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Super limited game.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just what game, that's what good games end up needing. And they need, I feel that they
the
need
limitation,
boundaries.
The boundaries are so, because yeah. if you don't have something to destroy, what's the point?
Exactly.
You need the obstacle. Basically, yeah, it's like, it's making, it's like you need someone to say, you can do this. So someone will go, yes, I can.
Exactly.
But if you have someone say, you could do anything you want, it's like when people ask you, what's your favorite this or that? You know, you don't know at the time. Yeah. Like when you're alone, or like whenever you're given, all right, like whenever you turn on the radio and there's a song you hate, you immediately think, I'd rather listen to this or this or this or this or this or this or this. Million different songs you haven't thought
or
of in like
years. Actually,
you
can go even further to like, if people ask you, what kind of music do you like? And they're like, I like all music. And it's kind of like, well, that's not what I fucking asked.
Yeah.
You have to,
it's a cop-out question. I usually say, so you listen to the radio or just whatever's on Spotify?
Yeah.
And I'll say, kind of, yeah. But then you go into their Spotify account and it's got like super curated, like, you know, electro England 1980 to 1989 with, you know, December 1992, September through November. That's it. Interceded in that.
It's kind of
because limitations, man.
But anyways, back, what were we talking about? The moon. Going to the moon. Ice. Moon.
Yeah, I found ice, it. Why meth. Don't we go back? Meth?
Ice.
Oh.
You know, do you think there's drugs on the moon?
Here's, you want a fun fact?
Okay.
There is a nebula made out entirely of alcohol. It's radioactive, but chemically, the processes are there to make any element. So that means somewhere out in the universe, you could possibly find a whole planet made out of drugs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's compounds. You might not find, like, you could possibly find maybe organic compounds we thought could only form organically, forming like in bedrock. You could pick up, like, what's this stone made out of? Gold and THC. Yay. And then that, you know, exploration was never heard from again. Isn't that a fun fact?
Fun fact. Do you think there's a drug? I mean, of course, there has to be a drug out there that we haven't found.
Oh, yeah. Many. I'd say there's many.
What do you think it does?
Here's a fun fact. Most drugs work with us like Legos. We got little receptors in us, and the different drugs come in Lego attached to it, and boom, it clicks in. Like, we have THC receptors.
Huh.
We're designed to take weed in.
Just not as much.
Oh, so fun fact. So basically, what is it? Like, our opioids. The reason you overdose is because you have a bunch of receptors that could take that chemical in, right? And it's shaped a certain way. It's shaped like, let's say, the Death Star, all right? Death Star receptacle. So it goes in there, and it fills up, like, all your receptors. You overload. That's the overdose. And then if you, like, it doesn't kill you right away, but it's basically shutting everything down because you're reacting to the Death Star in your receptor core. Boom, you break apart. Now, there are some opioids that might be like the Death Star 2. It could be a bigger molecule, but not all the parts are there. So whenever it goes into your receptors, it could give you the feeling, but not overdose you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so basically that would be the first Death Star would be like fentanyl. Uh-huh. And then the second Death Star with the parts that don't affect you the same way would be like the crotum or crotum. It's a Filipino plant that acts like opioid, but it can't overdose you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Now so you know. Can't overdose on THC?
No, because the receptors it's connected to don't like control the same things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, basically like it's not just the receptors getting overloaded, it's what they connect to. And those are connected to parts of your body that tell them to function.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Now you know. The world's growing. So as for going to the moon to look at stuff, I think we should. I think in the future, it'll be good for the advent of our sciences and technologies. It's good to have satellites there. It'll be a good launching place. So if we ever get further. Like, yeah, really, so we can go further. Explore. Also, so when we start like mining asteroids, that'll be good.
Maybe also, can't wait to get our first Martian listener.
You know what? we could already have them. Here's the thought. Or we could have our other alien listener, because if our signals go out there, I don't know how Wi-Fi works or whatever.
They're think about it. Somebody right billion now.
Years, like, yeah. But like in like 3 trillion years in the future.
Oh.
And I'm like, dude, you know how the universe is ending? Yeah. They're talking about it right now. Nice. Bye.
They're also talking about each molecule exploding.
We're molecules that are exploding. Nice. These guys are so good. I can't wait to listen to the rest of their... Oh.
Nice. And then the universe said, nice.
And then they become the universes.
So it's just like black and it just says...
No. There's no blackness. Remember, no color. Oh, yeah.
It's not... That's crazy. What right? the fuck?
There's no color, then the explosion, and there's every color.
It's opaque.
It's beyond... No, opaque is like you can't see through anything. Truly nothing. A true abyss.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We love you.
That was weird.
That we said that we love you at the same time?
Yeah.
No,
don't
not.
Forget
That's
to check
beautiful.
Us out on all those places and
That's
things.
Beautiful.
And check out Rhodes on Twitter, Rhodes M8. You can check me out on Instagram, Joe_Re1. I sound very enthusiastic in this ending.
I'm sorry.
We're tired. That was my fault. We had a long day at work, both of us. Pretty shit.
Yeah.
We can rant to you one day. But
we ain't gonna though, unless you want to hear about it. Bye, love ya.
Laters.
Take out that last love ya. We Gators. Love you too much.